Cal, you chimed in before we get to whipping on Windows and Microsoft. Big stuff coming up the 21st, which is Monday. From Apple. It's going to be their big event that they're announcing all sorts of things coming up on, man. Have you heard of any?
They do a couple big events a year, and this is, I think, the third biggest, because the biggest is Worldwide Developers,
WWDC.
Right, in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then obviously in the fall when they announce some of the new phones and whatnot.
Yeah, the fall and the spring are mostly product announcements.
Yeah.
And then Developers Conference is product announcements along with innovations and new stuff that they're going to be doing that's, you know, to get the developers to create more stuff so they can sell more stuff.
Think they can avoid the whole FBI thing?
I don't think they are avoiding that, right?
No, I think they're going to make some statement, but I mean, that's a problem. You know,
you mean during this thing, are they going to do it?
Why would they talk about it?
My gut would say no, they're not going to talk about it.
No.
Matter of fact, they will avoid it like the plague for anything else because they want your focus on the product.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's not the focus.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you, but I was just curious how they're going to dance around that.
I don't think they'll mention it at all, and they shouldn't. This is about something else.
Oh, absolutely. As you said, and it makes good sense, they're going to talk about things like their new 4-inch phone. What?
Well,
we're going the other direction now? phone for little people?
Didn't it work that way in the first place when you think about it? When phones first came out, they were really big. They were bag phones. You carried them around.
Right.
They were
huge.
Right. And everybody says, please, give me a smaller phone. And they got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And then they turned into those flip phones that are the size of a chiclet.
Remember how small the StarTech was?
Everybody wanted a little StarTech. Let me get a StarTech.
I went through two or three of those things because the flip mechanism.
Yeah. And then what happened, I think, more than anything else, is that the visual screen came, and now the web joined the phone. Oh, then we have to be able to see what we want. And they got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and now you got a phablet.
Yeah, you're right. So the only direction to go is the other one, which is down to the 4-inch
phone. Yeah, and the other thing is that I think this phone is more not for, it's not like, I call it the second-tier phone of Apple. Mm-hmm. This is going to be more for, you know, I get an iPhone 6 Plus, and my kid gets a 4, or something like that.
Oh,
or basically, really, it's going to be the other way around, because the kids always get the better technology anyway.
They usually do.
But, yeah, I think it's going to be more of that type of situation, because actually that 4-inch form factor was a great factor.
It was.
And I think they're just going to take advantage of it because they had the tooling pretty much in place for it, and they can just go ahead and make a good market out of it. Because, face it, if you make it any bigger, you might as well call the iPad a phone.
That's true. That's true. You get to that. They're saying, in some of the analysts that I see here, that it could end up with a price tag around $350. And the thing about it is, it's not just size. It will now have a lot of that advanced technology that is in the bigger phones.
Right.
The double touch, the
force touch.
The force touch on it. And some of the antenna technology and a few things that they learned with the big phones will now be down in that smaller form factor.
So I'm waiting for the second version of the iWatch. Is that going to come out? What do you think?
That's a good question.
Nobody's talking about it.
I'm thinking that's a September tool.
Is it? Okay.
And I'll tell you the reason why. It's because it's closer to Christmas, which makes it more of a marketable thing. So I think that's going to be a September tool. I think we're going to see some more software enhancements for it. Maybe in this announcement, but I don't think we're going to get a new watch.
New watch. See, I'm waiting for that second version of the watch, and then I'll put a Bluetooth headphone in my ear, a really small one, not one that sticks out, but one that goes really into the ear, almost looks like a hearing aid. And then I'll be able to hear, and I'll be able to talk through the watch on my wrist, right? I won't have anything up above. Yeah. And while I'm listening, I don't have to have my hand up. And when I talk, I will, and it'll keep me from talking more. I'll listen more, right?
Wait a minute. What's the whole purpose of having a Bluetooth if you're going to be putting your arm up to your wrist when you can just talk through the Bluetooth?
Well, you can't talk. Well, because you know what? You actually make a good point. I don't know. The Bluetooth.
Oh, my God.
Once,
I made a good point. This is great. I love this. Go ahead.
There was one other
time. We have tape.
I can't remember it. what it is. We'll have to dig it out of the archives from about 10 years ago. but the point is that this one little headphone that I've been watching, and there's been now a whole bunch of different brands that are coming out, but they're really, really small. There's no arm that that sticks out. It really just goes right into the ear. Like I said, it almost disappears.
There's been some talk, Cal, about this thing, this new 4-inch iPhone not having a phone jack, but that there'll be no hole there. And there's been some talk online about different cases that are available, and there's no hole for they plug, you know, to plug in a headset.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
That it's going to be a wireless affair, and that the headphones will be kind of like a little halo. You get the earpieces, and then it'll come down to a device, apparently, that...
Like a Bluetooth receiver.
Right, exactly. It comes down to that. So that's another thing that'll be kind of interesting. Just quickly before we go to the break, one of the other things I see here is that Apple has released the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, the big one, and then the much more petite 7.9-inch mini iPad Mini last fall. So what they're saying on Monday, in some cases, they're going to release a 9.7-inch iPad.
Go back to the original.
A follow-up to the iPad Air 2, apparently.
Yeah, and I think that's the way to go, because if you're going to compete, I don't really want to call it competing, because the Surface and the iPads are actually two different things.
They are different.
Yeah.
But if you want something that's a little smaller that people like, and especially women like, something they can tuck into their purse easily, but has more power than the current iPads, then that size and form factor would be perfect for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think so. Although I will tell you that the 6 Plus phone,
yes,
I use that instead of my iPad now. I mean, it's just, it's big enough that I can actually use it for the iPad. And if I need anything bigger, then I do go to the Surface.
If I was more of an artistic nature and was doing touch-up on photos out in the field and stuff like that,
yeah,
I'd want something larger than the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Okay, Cal, well, that's coming up on the on Monday out in sun and Cupertino at the home of Apple, and we'll keep our eye on that, and we'll post things on our Facebook page and at internetadvisor.net.